With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Poland says NATO allies came to its aid, shooting down a swarm of Russian drones that invaded Polish airspace overnight.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has written on social media that last night the Polish airspace was violated by a large number of Russian drones in an act of aggression, he says, as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. Poland's defense minister has written on X that more than 10 objects crossed into Polish airspace, and those that constituted a risk to Poland's security were neutralized. He's thanked NATO Air Command and the Royal Netherlands Air and Space Force for supporting the action with F-35 fighter jets. I'm Charles Diletsky.
President Trump describes himself as very unhappy about it. The president referring to Israel's airstrike on Hamas in Doha, Qatar. Israel says it was retaliation for Monday's deadly attack at a bus stop in North Jerusalem. Another American city is going to get the Trump treatment in fighting crime. The president says he'll announce what city it is later today. House Majority Whip Republican Tom Emmer says crime-plagued cities, many of them governed by Democrats, should welcome federal intervention.
President Trump has made it clear that law and order works. Now is the time for the shameless so-called leaders of blue cities and states to take a page out of President Trump's playbook.
The president declares Washington a safe city thanks to his crime-fighting initiative. Along with state charges, the suspect accused in the stabbing death of a young woman in Charlotte, North Carolina, now faces federal charges. A 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee was murdered on a light rail train. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 74 points. NASDAQ futures up 52. This is SRN News. Another medical facility gets out of the transgender business.
MultiCare Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma, Washington will no longer give kids puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The hospital does not and will not perform sex change operations on children either. Mary Bridge is just the latest in a growing group of medical facilities that are quitting transgenderism under threat from President Trump, who says he will take away their federal funding if they don't stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, even in the U.S., growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the country. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that one of them, LOX, that's L-O-X, Locks and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago and now has 15 of them across the country, including in Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Jews have been among the groups least likely to own guns in the past. This is SRN News. The HHS chief spells out the Trump administration's public health priorities.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s latest Make America Healthy Again report calls for more scrutiny of vaccines and autism. The 20-page report promises to put an end to childhood diseases. Kennedy wants to prioritize investigations of vaccine injuries.
We are recasting the entire program. Vaccine injuries will be reported. They will be studied.
Bipartisan group of senators have raised alarm over Kennedy's vaccine policies at the CDC, which has recently been thrown into chaos when Kennedy abruptly fired his hand-picked director and other top leaders walked off the job. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal court has ruled that embattled Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can remain in her position while she fights President Trump's efforts to fire her. More details at SRNNews.com.